Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tapper Brothers, and we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and the new Puzzler. Now, I thought, it being this early in the Puzzler season, that I ought to use an automotive Puzzler of one kind or another.
Ah!
Because I haven't had one yet.
I hadn't even noticed that.
I didn't think you would have. And here it is, if I can remember it.
Yes.
Many years ago, when Krusty was a young man and still courting the girls, Krusty was our erstwhile mechanic.
Yeah.
Who had rather checkered past.
Yeah. The old timer.
Geezer.
One of those guys.
Right. And when he was courting the girls, he decides to take one of his dates out for a little ride in the country one evening to perhaps park by the lake and do a little smooching. And they park his car, and they go off for a little walk in a little tramp in the woods. And they come back an hour later, and to his horror, he has left the headlights on. And they are a mere shadow of their former selves. They're dim and weak.
Yeah.
And he says, oh. So he runs to the car, leaving his date at the lake, turns off the headlights, tries to start the car, and gets, unfortunately,
How often has it happened?
How often has it happened?
Oh, what a sound.
And he knows that if he doesn't get her home on time, that the old man will be waiting there with the shotgun.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, hon, I guess we're going to have to spend the night here.
So he has to come up with something quick, and the car is parked in such a location that he could never hope to push it out of there. In any event, he couldn't push start it because it's an automatic transmission.
Oh, jeez.
And he says, oh, I'm done for. So he opens the trunk to get his toolkit for whatever good that's going to do.
This is
going to
be one of those. He's got five things in the trunk. Which one is he going to use to get the car started?
He's got in the trunk, he's got
and one of them is a bottle of extra virgin olive oil.
He's got a gallon of Filippo Berio extra virgin olive oil.
I knew it.
He's got a large preparation H, family size. He's got a pair of pliers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And jumper cables. But alas, no one to jump to.
Yeah.
And yet, in about 5 minutes, he has the car running. And the hint is that he used the pliers. Now, if you think you know the answer, write it on the back of a $20 bill or a piece of fresh fruit. And send it to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Matt 02238. Or, of course, you can email your answer from cartalk.com. By the way, we have no problem accepting gratuities and payola and all that because we are not bound by all those rules that the disc jockeys and other radio people
We're
have.
Bound by nothing.
You can send
you
us.
Can, you want to send us something that will influence our decision on who wins the Puzzler?
Right.
Do it. I mean, don't let anything hold you back.
Right.
I mean, what do we care?
Don't let those three little letters FCC.
Or IRS. Or FBI. Yeah. No. CIA.
INS. Don't let any of those letters bother you.
Yeah.
They're just three-letter words, or NPR for that matter. So don't worry. If you want to send us something.
Feel free to influence us in any way
if
possible.
If you encounter a problem in shipping, we pick up. You just call 1-800
for those larger
pick off and drop off.
One of those larger items will come right to your door.
Are you kidding? We'll be there in a New York minute. Anyway, if you'd like to call us, the number is what is that number? It's 888 Car Talk. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.